Welcome to Evidence-Based Mommy. I'm your host, Dr. Samantha Radford, and I'm here to combine science and wellness to help parents and kids thrive. Welcome to the first episode of the Evidence-Based Mommy podcast. I'm really excited to start this. So I wanted to tell you a little bit more about myself and how Evidence-Based Mommy came to be. So here we go. So let's go back to the late aughts, like 2007-ish, 2008, 2009. So I was in graduate school at the time down in Atlanta, Georgia, at Emory University, and we were learning all sorts of stuff in my lab. So I specifically was focused on pesticides. So these were pesticides used on crops to kill insects, and we were looking at, you know, were these pesticides still found in baby food or in fruit juice or in other foods that kids really liked. So my job was looking at how we're exposed to them. And then alongside that, I also learned about all the different kinds of effects that these things have on the human body. And the really cool thing was I had a pretty big group in my lab, and there were several different people working on different projects, but they were all focused on these different man-made chemicals that had toxic effects. So let's see, there was one group that looked at bisphenol A, so you may have heard of BPA, which at the time was still being used in baby bottles and in sippy cups, and they've been banned here in the U.S. since then from baby bottles and sippy cups. So I'd really like to think, you know, that our lab had something to do with the research that, you know, made that turning point that we need to get rid of these. There was another group in my lab that was looking at melamine, which was a contaminant found in baby formula overseas. It didn't make it to the States very much, but this was back in like 2008 and 2009. So again, you know, we were right there, like there was this new contaminant that was actually killing babies overseas. And we were right there, you know, working on finding out what was the problem and how can we fix it. There was another student in my lab who graduated right about the same time that I did. And she was developing methods to test breast milk, to look at different chemicals in breast milk. So we just had all this really awesome stuff going on. And so from there, I graduated in 2012 with my PhD, and I started teaching on the college level. And I'll tell you kind of more about that later as we go, but at the time I ended up studying lead exposure. So this is a chemical that, you know, we think about lead paint back in the 50s or something, but that's actually still an ongoing problem in dust, soil, and paint, particularly in older homes. So what you can kind of gather from all this is that our lab spent most of our time looking at chemicals and how they affect babies and children, including, you know, like unborn children is still in the womb. And we'll talk more about this in a future episode. I won't get deep into it now. But the reason that we spent so much time with this focus instead of thinking as much about these chemicals and how they affect adults is that these toxic chemicals actually have a lot stronger effects, a lot more long-term effects on children than they do for us. So like I said, we'll talk more about that later. Don't worry about it right now. Because my point isn't to dig really deep into all those chemicals at this point. It's more to bring out that even though I didn't have children at the time, for the first half of grad school, I wasn't married yet. You know, I wasn't looking at that at all. I was still getting this background of thinking about the health of children, the health of babies, the health of women who were of, you know, the age to be pregnant and breastfeeding. So that was kind of where all my focus was. And even, you know, once I was married, so I married my husband, like I said, about halfway through grad school, I was very career focused. I really didn't even want kids. But even with that, it's kind of funny because I was already laying this groundwork for Evidence-Based Mommy. I just didn't know it yet. But, you know, the thing is, at the time, these were just facts for me. Like, it was just like, oh, that's neat. Like, it didn't affect me personally. Because, like I said, I didn't have kids. Kids were, like, not on my radar at all. if you're my age and you're a woman, you might remember, you know, being like early to mid 20s and like older people thinking like, oh, you must love babies because you're a woman and babies, you know, women and babies go together. And so like they'll just hand you somebody's baby. And I did not want the baby. Like the baby would start crying and I would be like, what do I do with it? Someone please take this away from me. Like I was not good with kids at the time. So it's funny because now I have 4 kids and I love them to pieces. But the whole point here is just that despite being so not into kids, I was still getting this background that was really prepping me for what I'm doing now. So I graduated in 2012. I started my first job teaching at the college level. And within a few months, I found out that I was pregnant. And honestly, at the time, I was super upset. My husband was excited, but I was scared to death. I didn't feel prepared for motherhood. I was afraid I wouldn't be a good mom. I was really worried. But, I mean, even though I was scared, like, I still wanted to do a good job at it, right? Like, I still have that very driven type A personality. You know, I still have that scientific background. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just learn everything I can about having kids. And, you know, so I did some research. And then a little bit before my first baby shower, one of my really good friends asked me, you know, very casually. She was very low-key about it. She's like, so, you know, what do you think about breastfeeding? And so what I told her, I was like, I'll try and I'll see how it goes. Like, I don't know if I've, you know, want to commit to that or not yet. And she was like, okay. To her credit, she was very chill because now I know, you know, she's super into breastfeeding like I am now too. And she knows all about the benefits, but she was able to be chill and she's like, okay, well, I'll get you this book that I got whenever, you know, before I had my first child, like a year ago. He was a year and a half old at that point. And so she got me The Womanly Art of Breastfeeding. So it's this classic book from La Leche League that gives you basically a roadmap from pregnancy to like through the first 2 years and more of breastfeeding. It's a fantastic book. I'll try to remember to link to it in the show notes. So a few weeks before my daughter was born, I was, you know, like I said, I was still focused on my job. So I was at kind of a conference, a workshop type thing. And so in the evenings when we were done and I was just hanging out in the hotel room, I've spent that time reading this book. So I read it cover to cover and I learned so much about breast milk, about the amazing benefits, about, you know, how important lactation is, the biochemistry behind it, which I'm not going to spend all my time, again, talking about breastfeeding now. We'll definitely get there. But just, again, to say, like, I found this whole new passion that intersected with that scientific mind that I have. And even with that, I was still terrified of having a child. I was in labor, about ready to have her, and I told the nurse, like, there was no stopping it at this point, but I told the nurse, I was sobbing, and I said, I don't want a baby, I don't even like kids, I can't do this. To her credit, she did not laugh at me right there. She was like, I'll give you a moment, and turned around and walked out, probably to cackle at me, but of course, my daughter came because that's what they do. And I fell heads over heels in love with her. Just, it was this crazy, if you have a child, you probably know. Like, it's just this magical, nothing you've ever experienced. You know, just loved her so much. And then I was so addicted to babies that I had 3 more over the course of the next, like, 7 years. But the other really cool thing about it, besides just, you know, my daughter being awesome, and she's 9 now and she's still awesome, is that once I had my own child, the research that I had been doing all this time really became relevant. Like, oh, this is real life. You know, whether or not there's BPA in bottles, like I said, this got phased out in 2012 or so. My child was born in 2013. So, I mean, this really mattered to me, you know. And even so, like I said, my first 2 years of teaching, I was down in Georgia. And then after that, whenever my daughter was right at a year old, we moved up to Pennsylvania for me to start a new position. And so we moved to an area, central Pennsylvania, where there's a lot of older housing. And so, like I said, my daughter was just at a year old. We were there for about a year, actually less than, we were only there for a few months when I got pregnant with my second daughter. So she was born, of course, the next summer. So we were in this older home that was probably built, I don't know, sometime before the 50s. I had a toddler, I had a newborn, I had this new job, I was exhausted. But I was teaching a class that was new for me called analytical chemistry. So it's all about learning how to find out how much of a chemical is in something, you know, whatever matrix you're interested in. So as part of the class, I found some test paint chips. Well, I got some paint chips. There was a place where the paint was peeling on one of the window seals in the house that we were renting. So I was like, oh, this will be fun. We'll test it for lead. So I got a couple, you know, paint chips shaved off of there. And it was full of lead. It was horrifying. And again, I won't go into all the details right now about just how bad lead is for children's health. But it can be devastating for mental health and physical health and behavioral health, like everything. And so I was like, we've got to get out of this house. And fortunately, we were able to move. There was somewhere else that was a much newer build that opened up right about the same time. So we were able to get out. But again, you know, this was just showing me like, oh my gosh, this stuff really matters. And as I went on, I started teaching environmental chemistry. I started teaching human toxicology. And of course, you know, I already knew a whole lot about all these chemicals, but teaching is the best way to learn things yourself. So I learned so much about these chemicals. And again, you know, mostly how they affect children and women of childbearing age. And so the great thing too about, you know, having this PhD like science background is that I can go to academic literature. So if I want to know more details about breastfeeding or about, you know, the amino compounds in breast milk, I can go do that. Like I can go read and really learn about that. If I want to know more about the effects of anxiety on, you know, a mother's anxiety on parenting and on their children, if I want to learn whether or not antidepressants cross into breast milk, like I can go read those things and I've got the background to, you know, really understand exactly why they found what they did, what it means, all of that kind of stuff. And so, again, the type A personality, I tend to like research and analyze everything, you know, infant sleep, breastfeeding, parenting styles, all of it. So I was still, you know, I was still working as a chemist, still teaching. But in 2018, I started really thinking that I wanted to be able to share this with other parents. And so I founded my website, Evidence Based Mommy. So it's evidencebasedmommy.com. Just like I said, so that I could share with other parents because I wanted to be able to help them. I wanted to be able to bring together, you know, this intersection of science and parenting in a way that's actually helpful, that's not just scary, like, oh, there's all these bad chemicals, we're all going to die. Like, that doesn't help anybody. I want to give, like, actual practical solutions for the stuff that you're dealing with. And so, like I said, I've got, you know, most everything, all sorts of stuff that I've researched over the years. So there's a lot of non-toxic living on my website that I also plan to bring to this podcast because, again, that's what my PhD is in. There's a lot on gentle parenting strategies because, of course, you know, we always want to do better for our kids. So we talk about that. There's a ton on breastfeeding because, again, the science shows, you know, if you're able to, if that's something that you can do, that there's so many benefits to breastfeeding. And especially to breastfeeding beyond the first year. So, in fact, in 2021, I founded an online event called Breastfeeding Beyond Babyhood. So I'm sure I'll be talking to you about that because it's going to be coming up again in March of 2023. So Breastfeeding Beyond Babyhood is an online event designed to support and celebrate parents who breastfeed or chest feed past the first year. So I'm happy to share all that with you. I mean, basically the heart of what I do is to help parents accept themselves and their children as they are, but still give parents the tools they need to be the best versions of themselves. So I want to use all of these tools and all this that I've learned to help you to know that you're doing a good job. And even so, like, we can continue to learn and do even better, you know? So I've got so much to share with you. I'm super excited about this. But for now, like, if you want to just get started, what you can do, I'm in the show notes, I'm going to have a link to something that I've got called the Mindful Mamas Connected Kids Action Pack. So it's a free resource for you that you can download. And it's designed to help you be a calm, responsive parent, even when everything else is crazy. Because I know how it is to come in after work and be trying to get dinner on the table while the kids are hanging onto your leg, crying and yelling and hangry when you're probably kind of hangry too. So that's what Mindful Mama is Connected Kids is all about, is to kind of help you with those like emergency feeling moments. And like I said, if you're ready to learn more on all things at the intersection of parenting and science, you can join me here on the Evidence-Based Mommy podcast. If you have a particular topic that you want to learn more about, I would love to be able to do that with you. There's a good chance that, you know, I've probably already researched it. And if I haven't, I will be super excited to research it anyways. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know. I would love if you left me a review. And welcome. I'm so glad to have you.